Lamentation over the Dead Christ by Andrea Mantegna. Christ is lying on the bare stone, half covered by the sheet in which he will soon be wrapped to be laid in the tomb. He has just been anointed with the scented oils from the jar next to the pillow. The wounds were cleaned of the blood, but the flesh pierced by the nails remains open. The hands show their backs and the feet protrude from the stone, pushing into the foreground all the rawness of the passion. With his strong presence, Christ occupies almost the entire surface of the canvas. At the bottom, you can see a bare wall, and on the right, an opening towards darkness. The last farewell is entrusted to three characters, relegated to the left corner. John, the evangelist, with his hands entwined and his face marked by the wrinkles of pain. The Madonna, elderly, with her mouth bent by tears. And the Magdalena, whose nose and mouth are only barely visible, opened in a heartbreaking cry. The reflectography, which reveals the drawing below, showed that the figures of the mourners were conceived from the beginning, and the unpainted edges of the canvas confirm that there were no cuts. Mantegna expressly uses this very engaging close-up shot of a Christ in a daring perspective. In this work, he reaches the apex of his research of the foreshortened figure, taking up a theme already addressed in the oculus of the Chamber of Spouses in Mantua, known for the virtuosity of the putti seen from below. Mantegna applies the rules of perspective correctly, but to reach the desired result made some changes. For example, he enlarged the head so that it was not smaller than the feet, so that Christ retained his dignity to leave to posterity an image of extraordinary strength. Even the choice of technique is essential to the painting's pathos. A light tempera, in which colours combined with animal glue, are spread on a thin preparation and made deliberately opaque and dull, thanks to the absence of final varnish. The history of the painting is complex and still uncertain. It was probably done around 1483, when a fragment of the stone of Christ's anointing arrived in Mantua. We know that among the riches in the artist's studio at his death in 1506, there was a Cristo in scurto, that is in perspective, which could be of that of Brera. If so, the work would have remained in the painter's studio for many years, leading some scholars to believe that Mantegna painted it for his private devotion and not for a client. The painting entered the museum in 1824 after Giuseppe Bossi, secretary of the Academy, and of the Pinacoteca di Brera, found it in the early 19th century at an antiquarian art dealer's in Rome. This work was known and referred to in the painting of various periods, as can be seen in The Finding of the Body of St. Mark by Tintoretto, exhibited in room 9 of the Pinacoteca. Quotes and suggestions inspired by this work reach up to the 20th century, in the cinema of Pasolini and in the photographs of Che Guevara dead, showing the power of his authentic immortal masterpiece.